Chapter 2 Vehicles 2.0 Vehicle Services. As a licensed driver, you need to follow the rules of the road. You also need to understand the requirements of the vehicle you're driving. Many services needed to maintain your vehicle can be found in License Express. The link to License Express can be found in the top right corner of the dol.wa.gov homepage. The direct address is secure.dol.wa.gov/home/. You can also visit a vehicle licensing office to conduct business in person. Certificate of Ownership, Title. The Department of Licensing will issue a Certificate of Ownership, also known as the title, for most vehicles. The title shows the registered and legal owner or owners of the vehicle, the vehicle identification number, VIN, and bank information, if there's a loan. This is an important document. Keep it in a safe place, but not in the vehicle. Registration. All vehicles must be registered with the Department of Licensing. Before you can register a vehicle in Washington, you need to have a driver license, unless you're exempt by law. Customers who claim an exemption can complete a vehicle registration driver license exemption form. New residents have 30 days to complete their vehicle registration. Vehicles purchased in another state should be registered in Washington immediately. To register your vehicle, you'll need Current Certificate of Ownership, Title. If you lose your vehicle's title, ask the state where it was issued for a replacement. Washington driver license for all registered owners. A new registration document will be given each year when you renew your tabs. Sign each new registration and keep it in your vehicle. Vehicle address. Changing your address on your driver license does not change your vehicle address. You can change your address online through License Express or in person at a vehicle licensing office. 2.1. Report of Sale. Individual to individual. If you sell, trade, gift, or dispose of your vehicle, file a vehicle report of sale form within 5 days. Remove the license plates from the vehicle, pay the fee, and file your report of sale at a vehicle licensing office or search report of sale at dol.wa.gov. A report of sale does not transfer ownership. When selling a vehicle, the title must be signed and dated by the owner or owners and given to the purchaser. The purchaser must bring the signed title to a licensing office to transfer ownership within 15 days to avoid penalty fees. Dealership to individual. If the vehicle is sold by a dealer, the dealership might file a report of sale on your behalf, but they are not required to. It's in your best interest to file the report of sale yourself. 2.2. Vehicle license plates. License plates must be clearly displayed on the front and rear of motor vehicles registered in Washington. They must be clean and easy to read. You can have a license plate frame, but it cannot cover or obstruct the letters, numbers, or tabs on the plate. 2.3. Insurance required. You must keep proof of insurance with you or in your vehicle. Washington State requires you to have and carry proof of liability insurance. It should provide the following: $25,000 or more, payable for the bodily injury or death of one person in a collision in which only one person was injured or killed. $50,000 or more, payable for the bodily injury or death of two or more persons in any one collision. $10,000 or more, payable for injury to or destruction of property of others in any one collision. 2.4. Know your vehicle. Each vehicle has its own set of characteristics. They differ in size, engine, safety devices, accessories, technology, and handling characteristics. It's important to read the manual for every vehicle you drive. Take time to familiarize yourself with the basic vehicle components. Functions. From the moment you get in a vehicle, you can tell if it has an automatic or manual transmission. Operating each one requires familiarity and practice. Read the owner's manual to understand the systems, devices, gauges, and instruments unique to the vehicle. Familiarize yourself with your vehicle's mechanics before you drive, so your focus can be on the road. Adjustments. Every time you get into a vehicle, you'll need to make adjustments to meet your safety, control, and comfort needs. Adjust the steering wheel, seat, and mirrors so you have good visibility. You should be able to reach the pedals and instruments easily. Vehicle safety technology. Innovation and advancement in the vehicle industry has led to the development of safety systems that help reduce the negative outcomes of human error and unsafe behavior. Vehicle safety technology, VST, and advanced driver assistance systems, ADAS, reduce the impact of crashes by trying to prevent them from happening. They can give you advanced or additional warnings that improve your response time. They are meant to assist your already healthy habits, not replace them. You are still fully responsible for the operation of your vehicle. Even with VST and ADAS, you still need to use your hazard awareness skills and knowledge of the rules of the road because these systems do have limitations. For example, these systems can alert you if there's a vehicle in your blind spot. However, they can't detect if there's a vehicle two lanes over that is also preparing to merge. Also, your vehicle's detection technologies might not recognize the presence of people walking, rolling, or riding near your vehicle. It is your responsibility to yield according to state law. Additionally, sensors can get dirty or road marking can fade, making it difficult for the technology to function properly. It's important you are familiar with the features and technologies of any vehicle you drive. Leave them on unless weather conditions are so severe that the notifications become a distraction. Ensure you can use these features effectively. To learn more about the safety technologies your vehicle has, read your vehicle manual, ask a car dealership, or visit mycardoeswhat.org. Here are some key components and features of VST and ADAS. 1. Collision avoidance systems. Detects obstacles and provides warnings to prevent collisions. These include features like automatic emergency braking, AEB, forward collision warning, and lane departure warning. 2. Adaptive cruise control, ACC. Maintains a set speed, but adjusts it based on the distance to the vehicle in front, ensuring a safe following distance. ACC enhances comfort during long drives by reducing the need for constant speed adjustments. 3. Lane keeping assistance. Monitors lane markings and provides steering input or alerts if the vehicle drifts out of its lane. This feature also enhances safety by preventing unintended lane departures. 4. Blind spot detection. Uses sensors to monitor the vehicle's blind spots and alerts the driver if there's a vehicle in the adjacent lane. This feature also aims to reduce the risk of collisions during lane changes. 5. Parking assistance. Utilizes sensors and cameras to help with parking by providing visual and/or auditory guidance. This can include features like automatic parallel parking. 6. Traffic sign recognition. Uses cameras to identify and interpret traffic signs, displaying relevant information to the driver. This feature assists in maintaining awareness of speed limits and other road regulations. 7. Driver monitoring systems. Monitors the driver's behavior and alerts them if signs of drowsiness or distraction are detected. This feature enhances safety by promoting driver attentiveness. 8. Cross-traffic alert. Warns drivers of approaching traffic from the side, such as when backing out of parking spaces. This feature reduces the risk of collisions in situations with limited visibility. 9. Automatic high beam control. Adjusts headlight brightness based on oncoming traffic and surrounding conditions, This feature enhances visibility without causing discomfort to other drivers. 10. Collision mitigation systems. Minimizes the impact if a collision is unavoidable. This component goes beyond collision avoidance and can include features like pre-crash seatbelt tensioning and post-collision braking. Technology can assist you, but it doesn't take the place of focused driving. You'll need to be familiar with the VST and ADAS features of any vehicle you drive, but still be able to rely on your intentional driving habits. 2.5. Vehicle maintenance. Making sure your vehicle is safe to drive is your responsibility. It doesn't take long for a small problem to turn into a bigger, more expensive, more dangerous one. So, pay attention to your vehicle's warnings. Consult your vehicle owner's manual for suggested routine maintenance and take action if your indicator lights turn on. Tires. Tire thread. Worn tires can cause slipping and sliding, especially if the road is wet. Tire thread shouldn't be less than 2/32 of an inch. Tire pressure. Low tire pressure can affect your car handling and speed. The proper inflation pressure for your tires can be found on the tire and loading information label on the driver's side door edge or in your owner's manual. Glass surfaces. Keep the windshield and windows clean, inside and outside. Keep your window washer fluid full. Completely clear snow, ice, or frost from all windows before driving. Don't hang things from your mirror or clutter your windows with decals or items that block your view. Follow your vehicle manufacturer's recommendations for replacing your wipers. Headlights. Washington law says you need to have your headlights on a half hour after sunset to a half hour before sunrise. However, it might be easier to remember to have your headlights on all the time, when it's dark, when it's rainy, snowy, foggy, or smoky. Headlights help you see, but they also help people see you. Some vehicles have daytime running lights that come on when you start the car. However, daytime running lights aren't as bright as headlights, and they don't activate your taillights. Make sure all lights are clean, bright, pointing the right direction, and operating properly. If your dashboard shows a lamp out symbol, it's time to replace the bulbs. You can use your height beams on open roads without streetlights, but remember to switch back to regular headlights when you are 500 feet in front of an oncoming vehicle, 300 feet when you're behind. Brake lights. Brake lights tell the person behind you to slow down and prepare to stop. Your brake lights are red and must be clearly visible from 100 feet away. If your brake lights aren't working, use hand signals. Put your left arm out the driver's side window and point your fingers to the ground. This will tell the vehicle behind you to slow down and prepare to stop. Turn signals. Create a habit of always signaling before you change direction, even when you don't see anyone else around. Signal 100 feet before you make your move. Make sure your signal stops blinking after you make the turn. Hand signals. If one or both signals aren't working, use hand signals to let other drivers know what you're doing. Stop. Put your left arm out the driver's side window. Point your fingers to the ground. This will tell the person behind you to slow down and prepare to stop. Left turn. Put your left arm out the window. Point your fingers straight out to the left. Right turn. Put your left arm out the window. Bend your arm so your fingers point to the sky. Hazard warning lights. If your car malfunctions or you need to make an emergency stop, turn on your flashing hazard lights. This alerts other drivers of your situation and allows them to safely go around you. Driver's seat. Adjust your seat so you can see clearly out of the windshield and easily reach the pedals. Adjust the back of your seat so you're sitting comfortably straight. Your chest should be at least 10 inches from the steering wheel to leave space for the airbag. Adjust the steering wheel so you can grip the wheel with a gentle bend in your elbow. Protect yourself from whiplash by making sure the headrest is even with your ears. Anytime you get behind the wheel after someone else has been driving, make adjustments that keep you comfortable and safe. 2.6. Occupant protection. Seat belts and occupant protection. Buckling up correctly is the most effective thing you can do to protect yourself. Wearing your seatbelt dramatically drops your risk of fatal injury in a crash. Always fasten your seatbelt and make sure all passengers are using seatbelts, child safety restraints, or booster seats correctly. Your seatbelt should go across the middle of your chest. Never put it behind your back or under your arm. The shoulder belt should lie snug across the shoulder and chest and not cross the neck or face. The lap belt should securely and snugly restrain the hips below the stomach. Every person in a moving vehicle must wear a seatbelt or be securely fastened into an approved child restraint device. It is illegal to drive or ride in a vehicle without wearing a seatbelt or using child safety restraints RCW 46.61 687 and RCW 46.61.688. Be sure your seatbelt is not twisted, the lap belt rests on your upper thigh, and the crossbody strap falls across your mid-shoulder. Your knees should bend at the edge of the seat. Your feet should touch the floor, and your headrest should be in line with your ears. Child seats. Protect child passengers by using the correct seat for their age and size every time you or others travel with a child. Child restraint systems must comply with federal motor vehicle safety standards and be secured in the vehicle according to vehicle and child restraint system manufacturer instructions. You can have a certified child passenger safety technician check the installation of your child restraint system installation. Find more information and safety check locations at wacarseats.com. A child should remain in each stage of restraint as long as the seat allows for the best protection. Rear facing. Children up to age 2 must ride in a rear-facing car seat. Age, birth to 2 years. Forward facing. Ages 2 to 4 years must ride in a car seat with a rear or forward facing harness. Age 2 to 4 years. Booster. Ages 4 and older must ride in a car or booster seat until the vehicle lap and shoulder seat belts fit properly, typically between the ages of 8 and 12 years of age. Age and size. 4 years to 4 feet 9 inches. Seat belt. All occupants old and tall enough to wear a seatbelt must have a properly fitting belt. Size? Over 4 feet 9 inches. Airbags. Airbags and seatbelts work together to keep you safe in the event of a crash. If you're not wearing your seatbelt when an airbag deploys, you risk serious injury or death. Airbags are also why children under the age of 13 should never ride in the front seat. They could be seriously injured or killed if an airbag deploys. 2.7. Steering. Place your hands outside the wheel, on the top half of the steering wheel. This will give you the best control. Imagine that the steering wheel is a clock. Each hour represents a location for you to hold the wheel. In the image above, the driver's hands are at 9 and 3. There are 3 turning methods that can provide smooth, continuous steering control. Hand-to-hand steering, pull-push. When using this method, your hands should be at 9 and 3 or 10 and 2. Keep your hands in this position when you turn. Since your hands never cross over the steering wheel, there is less chance of an injury to the face, hands, or arms if the airbag deploys. Your hands never leave the wheel, and each hand stays on its own side. One hand grips the wheel and steers. The other hand slides and remains opposite of the steering hand. Hand-to-hand technique keeps both hands on the wheel, allows you to instantly make necessary changes, and keeps your arms away from the airbag area. Hand-over-hand steering. Use this method of steering when turning at low speeds, with limited visibility at an intersection, when parking the vehicle, or when recovering from a skid. When using this method, your hands should start at 9-3 or 10-2. When turning, reach one arm across the other to grasp the wheel and pull the wheel as appropriate. Release the hand underneath so that you can reposition it on the wheel. Straighten the steering wheel as you smoothly complete the turn. One-hand steering. Use one-hand steering when backing or operating vehicle controls, wipers, flashers, lights, etc. that require you to reach from the steering wheel. The placement of one hand on the steering wheel is critical to vehicle balance and controlled steering when in reverse. The 12th position is recommended only when backing a vehicle. In this situation, turn your body to see the path of travel behind you. 2.8. Braking. Good vehicle handling depends on your ability to accurately and smoothly manage speed and space at all times. Braking pressure. Determining the amount of braking pressure you need is an important skill. It will develop as you practice and get more familiar with the vehicle you drive. There are 4 levels of braking. 1. Light. 2. Medium. 3. Firm. 4. Emergency. Ideally, you'll only need to use light and medium braking, but you can always use firm or emergency braking if you need to. As a braking technique, imagine having a cup of water in your lap that you don't want to spill. Keep the people behind you in mind, also. Unnecessary firm or emergency braking could surprise the people behind you who were anticipating a smooth stop. Anti-lock braking systems. A vehicle's anti-lock brake system, ABS, offers an important safety advantage by allowing drivers to steer during an emergency braking situation. An ABS does not shorten your stopping distance, but it will allow you to keep better steering control. When engaged, you can feel your vehicle shake a bit. Practice firm or emergency braking in a large, open, and paved space. Hit the brakes hard and feel the ABS keep the wheels from locking up. 2.9. Accelerating. To drive smoothly, you'll want to be familiar and comfortable with different levels of acceleration. There could be times you're in stop-and-go traffic where the only acceleration you need is to release the brake pedal. There could be times you'll need to accelerate quickly to avoid a hazard. Your accelerating technique should be like braking. Imagine there's a cup of water in your lap and accelerate without spilling the water. 2.10. Balanced weight. It's natural for your vehicle's balance to shift a bit when it starts to move. To maintain stability of your vehicle, keep the weight evenly balanced across the tires. Regular maintenance, correct tire pressure, and alignment checks will help you do this. Pitch. Lay your hand flat on a table. Lift your fingers and feel the pressure increases pressure on your wrist. Now put your fingers on the table and lift your wrist. This forward and backward motion is called pitch. When you accelerate, the weight of the vehicle shifts to the back and increases pressure on the rear of the vehicle. If you stop abruptly, the weight shifts forward, increasing pressure on the front of the vehicle. Roll. Lay your hand flat on a table. Rotate your hand so your little finger is stuck to the table, but your thumbnail is pointed toward the sky. Now reverse so your thumb is on the table. This side-to-side motion of a vehicle is called roll. When you make a left turn, centrifugal force transfers the weight down to the outside or right side of your vehicle. The body of the vehicle rolls to one side. Yaw. Keep your hand flat on a table. Move your fingers to the left and let your wrists move to the right. Now, wiggle it back and forth like you're waving at the table. This is called yaw. When you turn the steering wheel sharply from side to side, the front and back of your car don't stay perfectly lined up. The front wheels turn in the direction you're steering, while the back might slide a bit, creating a zigzag motion. 2.11. Vehicle reference points. Reference points depend on the vehicle you're driving and the road you're traveling. Familiarity with your vehicle reference points will help you judge distance when you park, turn, back, and stop. Examples of vehicle reference points: left headlight, center of hood, side view mirrors, rear bumper. At an intersection, stopping when the stop line is under your side mirror means you are about 3 to 6 inches from the line. This reference point will help you determine the position of the front end of your vehicle. To determine your lane position, check that the center of your hood is in line with lane markings. If they're in line, you're approximately 3 to 6 inches from the edge of the lane. 2.12. Your blind zones. Blind zones are the areas around a vehicle you can't see from the driver's seat. These areas are dangerous because they can hide another vehicle, motorcyclists, or bicyclists completely. It's your responsibility to be aware of everything in your blind zones. One way you can reduce your blind zone is by adjusting your mirrors. 1. Adjust your rear view mirror so you can see out the back window without having to stretch. 2. There are a couple of methods to adjust your side mirrors to minimize your blind zones, traditional or enhanced. Either way, you need to do a full visual search of the space around your vehicle. Move your head, neck, and body so that both eyes can see if your blind zones are clear. Note: when turning your head to look, keep the steering wheel straight. 3. Some vehicle safety technology systems have features that alert you if there is someone in your blind zone. This assistance is helpful, but make a habit of using your eyes to check for yourself. 2.13. Other vehicles' blind zones. To stay aware of your surroundings, regularly check the area in front of you, your rear view mirror, your side mirrors, over your shoulder, observational scans. You also need to be aware of other vehicles' blind zones. Do your best to stay out of them. You can speed up or slow down so the driver can clearly see you. Pay special attention to large vehicles like buses, motorhomes, and commercial motor vehicles. They have bigger blind zones, sometimes called no zones. This is because there should be no vehicles traveling in that zone. Be thoughtful and alert traveling around large vehicles. Remember, if you can't see their mirrors, the driver can't see you. Stay alert. You need to be aware of everything going on around you. Constantly check your mirrors for any changes to your driving situation. Optimize. Adjust your mirrors to eliminate as much of your blind zones as possible. Recheck your mirrors every time you get behind the wheel. 2.13. Before you go. When you're getting ready to drive, a good routine is to: 1. Check outside your vehicle. Are there foreign objects in the tires, broken glass in the area, or fluid leaks under the vehicle? Are there other obstructions, children, pets, or weather-related obstacles? 2. Check inside your vehicle. Are there any warnings on the instrument panel? Are all windows clear of obstructions? Are loose items safely secured? 3. Check all internal adjustments. Are your mirrors set? Are the seat and steering wheel in the right place? Is your seatbelt buckled? Is your phone silenced and put away? 4. Check in with yourself. Do you feel healthy and clear-headed? Are you ready to focus your attention on driving? Are your emotions under control so that you can make wise choices behind the wheel?